All right, y'all may be seated. We do this unique thing at Grace and Mercy Church, and we call it the Thrill of Hope. And the Thrill of Hope Project is, it started almost 4 years ago now, where what we wanted to be a church that we're called Grace and Mercy, and we actually don't have a vision for this church. We have three hopes. Hope that we can be people who gather, which honestly I consider this a gathering. I consider outside of here a gathering. I think that when y'all meet on Saturday mornings, that's a gathering of Grace and Mercy Church in my mind. And so it's really cool. We hope to be a people who gather. We hope to be a people who pray. And that's actually where this whole idea of the Psalms came from, just really recognizing that, hey, we all live really crazy, busy lives and just a slow, unhurried amount of time in Psalms. When's the last time you heard a sermon on Psalm 88? I've never heard, that's the first one I heard in church today, and I preached it, so. but a slow, unhurried amount of time in the Psalms, just having the Lord teach us how to pray and really do, and we hope to be a people who serve. And one of the ways, we do that a few ways, obviously, my mom actually going, I know that was my aunt that invited her to go there, but it also stemmed from Thrill of Hope. We were talking about good works. What does this look like? The Holy Spirit was doing something in her life, and so she decided to plug in there. We also are at the Monroe Gospel Mission. We're with Peoria Home. We're with Casino Road Kids Ministry, and you see how tiny our church is, but in the last 4 years, we've managed to figure out a way to raise and give away over, it's close to $100,000 right now. Yeah, in a tiny little church. And so we do this thing called Thrill of Hope because we always want to have good works don't save us, but we're saved unto good works, and we just want to be constantly reminded of those and have those. And so what we do is we take a different thing each month and we talk about it. So this month we've been talking about the Monroe Gospel Mission, and what we do is we pray for y'all. We pray for my mom as she goes in there. We pray that the Holy Spirit would just be present. And then we talk about what y'all are doing and really just kind of, it's a cool time where we get to hear stories that of what God's doing. And then the last week of the month, we actually just give money above and beyond to things like the Monroe Gospel Mission. And this being Offering Sunday, this is the last Sunday of the month. Yeah, next is the second. But actually, it was the first time that we gave to y'all. It was pretty incredible, actually. It was very, I remember we gave a check for, I think, like $550.
Yes.
But was that it? Like, so $550, something like that. And I gave it to Joan, and she cried. And I was like, I just remember.
She cried over everything.
Well, I didn't know this at the time. I actually believe you, but I didn't know this at
no,
the time.
That's not true.
And but Joan, I got to tell you, I was thinking like, it's only like $550, sis. It's not like we're breaking
yes, but it could have been $10 because I know it was given with love, and that's what touches me. It doesn't matter the amount. It's the fact that you guys thought of us.
Too. Absolutely.
It just makes, I'm taking up time.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's like this. Last night, we had leftovers and really nothing because it's Saturday and this old girl was tired, and this lady, comes to the door with two huge, huge platters this big of those wrapped pinwheel sandwiches. And I call it funeral food.
Yeah.
There's a funeral in the area, they bring us the food and we got two big, and I just broke down because I thought, she could have given it to anybody, but they thought of us. And that just always amazes me that our house with all of us crazies in it, that people really do think of us and people pray for us. Your church
all time.
It means so much to me. You don't understand. Because we're so used to, we're like the throwaways, I call us sometimes. Some of us are just hasn't felt love in so long that it's overwhelming to me. And at Christmas time, that it's overwhelming to me because we just don't get it all the time, And it's to think that you guys even pray for us is just something that just makes my heart.
Well, if you're throwaways, then we're in the refuge with you, and we'll just be there. That's where we want to be. Like, and I don't think you're throwaways.
But some of us don't have families anymore.
Yeah.
That, and not from our families,
yeah, absolutely.
Our church family, and you mean the world to us.
Yeah, absolutely, and vice versa. And so I remember, though, Joan, there was, you had actually prayed for, like, you had actually gotten a bill earlier, like, a couple days earlier. This is what you told my mom, so... You'd gotten a bill for like almost the exact amount that we gave.
Yeah.
And so it's just one of those things where like that's, I don't know, that's how the Spirit works. And it's super. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you had $500 and enough to carry over the bank fees then. So, yeah, because that needs to happen too. But honestly, I'll just say this to you ladies. It's an honor to have you here because I wish that you guys could be here every week. Like, we love Monroe Gospel Mission a ton. It's something that in my wildest dreams, I would have never thought that this tiny little church could have an impact even in Monroe, and you guys could have an impact on us. Because it's not like we're not, it's not a hierarchical thing. It's a, we're doing this together as a body of Christ, and it's beautiful, and it's an honor, and I didn't bring my checkbook, so it's in the mail this time, Joan, no tears until you can have those for yourself. Yeah, exactly. And so, but when we do give, it is with much love, and it's with much appreciation for what God's doing in your life, and honestly, it's one of those things where we're just honored to be able to take part with you, and so thank you for letting us be a part of your life.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just pray for the gospel mission and you ladies. And Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you. I personally thank you that these ladies are just here today, Lord, that they showed up because of their love for you and their love for us as their family. And so, Lord, I pray that you will continue to work in their lives and hearts, continue to lead them and guide them, continue to be a light, Lord. And if there's areas where they don't feel like you are a light, Lord, I pray that that may shine there. And I pray that you will just continue to do your work. Lord, I thank you that even though they are in Monroe, just our hearts are kindred for one another, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.